Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. We have about 8 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, so not a terribly big ship schedule. That just happens now and then. It isn't particularly an indicator of anything when you see a day when there's low ship numbers. Ships don't operate on schedules like trains and planes and buses and things like that. They sort of go where the cargo is, and they get there as quickly as they can safely, and sometimes that means that a whole bunch of ships arrive at once, or other days not so many. In our marine weather forecast, we have a high pressure system over our area with a warm front sliding along the northern ridge today, northern edge of this weather ridge today. A cold front will then cross the area tonight. High pressure returns during the later half of the week and into next weekend. You can sort of see, you know, if you hear all this, all the constantly changing weather and the constantly changing wind direction that we see at this time of year, it's an indication of a lot of weather systems moving through. And if you look at there's a really great app called the Windy app, and I think you may be able to access it at windy.com. But it shows, it's a graphic representation of the Pacific Ocean, and the Atlantic. It shows the world's oceans, and it shows the weather systems, the big weather systems that are out there influencing our weather here. And you can see the big spinning weather systems that are out there in the Pacific, and some of them go up as far as Alaska, and they end up kind of spinning their way. Weather systems spin. That's just how they operate. They sort of wobble over our area like a wheel going horizontally across our area. And so that's what brings us the wind. That's what brings us all the changing wind direction. And so it's sort of like musical weather, one system after another sort of seemingly randomly dancing across our area. We have a small craft advisory for winds in effect through tomorrow morning. We have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect from 10 a.m. Today through tomorrow afternoon. So those two usually go hand in hand. When the winds start whipping up the area around the area, it also affects the water. The friction of the wind on the water causes those waves to become larger and larger over time as the wind blows across the open ocean. That's a phenomenon. A stretch of ocean is called fetch, and when the wind blows across an area like that, the longer it blows, the higher the waves get. Today, south winds 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30. Occasional gusts to 35 knots are possible. Wind waves from the south, 5 feet at 6 seconds apart. West swells about 6 feet high at about 10 seconds apart, and they will ramp up to about 8 feet later on. And rain is in the forecast on land and sea today. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about kind of a request that came out from the Coast Guard earlier this month regarding securing your vessel so that it doesn't kind of get away from you and end up causing somebody to call in an emergency about you, when all that has really happened is that your craft kind of got away from itself and is floating free. So it's a really interesting opportunity, I think, to talk about just how strong the forces of nature are here on the coast, and how something as simple as a kayak that was just sitting on the edge of the water that gets blown out to sea by accident can cause a search and rescue mission by the Coast Guard, because they take seriously every call they get, everything that comes in. And so it's just an opportunity to talk about all sorts of things relating to the environment and where we live, the very dynamic environment, especially this time of year. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 4 inbounders, 2 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 2 ships heading downriver today and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river today is the cable ship Decisive. She probably passed Astoria around 7:30 this morning. By about 1:30, she'll be up in at the Swan Island Shipyard area. This is a telecommunications cable-laying ship owned by the Tyco Corporation. And I was really fortunate to go to the shipyard there within the past couple of years sometime and go on board one of those cable ships and see what it's like. And they are just fascinating. They're really high-tech. These companies like Tyco are very well-funded. So the ships are just top-notch shape. They have great gear. They use serious satellite technology and GPS technology to to locate themselves over areas where they've mapped out on the ocean floor where these cables need to go. And so these ships have huge spools of cable in the hold and very high-tech equipment that allows them to hover kind of on the surface over geographical coordinates. And then they send down remote-controlled devices that go down on the bottom and handle cable things. They can send divers down there. But it's very interesting. So it was a fascinating thing for me to go on board. But the Decisive is one of these vessels, and she is on, you know, there's always cable projects going on out in the Pacific, and the ships come in to the port of, not to the port of Portland, but to the shipyard at Swan Island in Portland, where they do a lot of repairs on vessels, but they also offer kind of berths for rent, lay berths for different kinds of vessels. You see the Military Sea Lift Command, which are military-looking vessels coming in there, and those Tyco cable ships also are in there as well, and they rent berths, kind of like you rent a room at a hotel or something, and they come in here and they sort of home port there while they're here in the area, and they can get supplies, they can change crews, gives them a place to go. So that's just kind of an interesting tidbit about an unusual-looking ship that is on the river today. Next inbound is a car carrier. I just saw her go by a little while ago, the New Century One, very high-sided vessel, arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. She has Toyotas on board, headed for the port of Portland. We'll be up there by about 1:30 p.m. today. The Mount Rainier is a bulk carrier. She's arriving from China. She's headed for Longview for the Weyerhaeuser log docks there. And she'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. So you might see her about 3.5 hours later there in Longview. And then So she's going to be picking up logs at Longview. The IOC is arriving from Long Beach, California. She's headed for Kalama. Could have steel on board, but big, heavy coils of steel, which means that in the kind of weather that vessels are dealing with out in the ocean right now, she has those steel coils very carefully lashed down. And then we have the Peace in awaiting orders off Astoria in the anchorage, along with the Payway. They're both wheat ships, and the Bell Island in our outbounders is leaving the anchorage at Vancouver. I'm going to guess maybe wheat on board there. She's leaving about 10 o'clock this evening. And the Billy Jim is heading out of Kalama's anchorage. Could be wheat there as well around 11 p.m. Well, I want to talk a little bit about this kind of press release that came out from the Coast Guard earlier this month. It's about an interesting sort of thing that happens around this time of year, when the weather's really blowy and things, maybe people aren't necessarily using their vessels as much as they might. There are unattended vessels sometimes just floating around, and people call them in as emergency issues. So here I'll read a little bit of this press release to you. The Coast Guard is requesting the public's help in preventing unnecessary emergency responses by Coast Guard crews and local responders in the Pacific Northwest area. On average, Washington-based Coast Guard personnel, they're talking about Puget Sound area right now, expend 600 search hours each month responding to vessels that are unmanned and adrift, with the vast majority of these cases turning out to be non-distress situations. So this is not a false distress call. This is just things that are not attended. So the bottom line is, if you have kayak, if you have a sailboat, if you have something at anchor, just make sure it's very well secured, because the forces of the wind and the water here are just tremendous. I mean, we have water here that is strong enough to pull buoys off their moorings that are out in the ocean and just send them careening off in the wind, where they end up on a beach somewhere. And these are things that weigh many, many tons. So it's just an interesting, in many ways, an interesting reminder of how forceful the wind and the water are, and how you need to be mindful and careful at all times when you are involved with anything boaty at all. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.